Hey, hello, how are you? Thank you for tuning in and checking out the introductory podcast for the Creative Business Forum. This is Bryant Walker. I'm an agency veteran, I guess you could say. I've been doing this for quite a long time, seeing the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. And I'm going to utilize this platform as a means to share little tidbits when I can, interview some colleagues and clients of mine, and share some more stories of everything inside and outside of agency life, so to speak. Oh, I forgot to say hashtag agency life. Damn it. No, next time. So what we'll start with today are the three things to start driving new biz opportunities today without spending on media. Yes, no ad spend. So these are notes that are regardless of the industry, it's very high level, top line things that you can do. And quite honestly, for most of us, this is really just a refresher, but it's good to note. I think we're all utilizing email, we're all utilizing LinkedIn, we're all going to networking events and expos when we can, but utilizing those things and being smart with it and trying to find ways to be engaging with our clients and clients' partners and, you know, just really building that network and getting outside of our bubble, it's a challenge. We have to work at it and do what we can when we can. And this is what this list will help with. So number one, email. Yes, email. Have you ever emailed all of your contacts, done reintroductions? Say, hey, how are you? How are things? How's your 4th of July? How are the kids? How's the dog? How's the fish? All those things. It's important for us to keep in touch and keep in contact rather with our contacts. Simple one-to-one messages. I'm not talking about email blasts. I'm not talking about MailChimp and, you know, mass blasting your 10,000 person database list. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of resources. And quite frankly, you're just going to get a bunch of spam reports anyway. So what makes more sense is chunking this. So let's say you've got 1,000 contacts. Hopefully you have more, but let's say you have 1,000 contacts. Aim to send 20 to 30 one-to-one messages per day. I guarantee you will start seeing immediate responses. You'll start seeing some re-engagement. Now, here's the nugget too, is beyond just saying the, hey, how are you? You really should be including and nesting a link to your calendar. Now, you can use Calendly. We use that extensively. We're also HubSpot partners. We leverage our HubSpot relationship and have our meeting invite in every one of our emails that goes out. We call a bit more attention to it when we're doing these one-to-one messages. When I'm doing it specifically, I say, hey, look, it'd be great to actually catch up in person. Here's a link to a quick 10 to 15 minute call. You know, you can customize these if you don't already know. You can create a 10 minute meeting, a 15 minute meeting, an hour long meeting, whatever you want. But in the best interest of time, and really the purpose of this is not to sell people, it's just to remind them that you're there and be a resource. And so I'd recommend that being the tone, saying, hope things are well, hope the family's great, hope business is great, love to catch up and see what you're up to, you know, and see, you know, if we can support each other in the future. That's all it really needs to be. Embed the link to your calendar and move on. So the next thing is LinkedIn. LinkedIn, 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 LinkedIn. I recommend the same cadence and the same methodology what we're just talking about with email. You reach out to your connections, your first degree connections. You can certainly go deeper if you're using Sales Navigator or any combination of some LinkedIn messaging automation, which we can get into in another episode. But for now, it's really just focusing on your first degree connections, whether you have a couple hundred connections or a few thousand. The same methodology applies. You chunk it. You send 10, 15, 20 messages a day. Give yourself a little block in your calendar before your meetings start. I do mine at 6 a.m. So a lot of you may see messages from me at 6 a.m. They're not automated. I am hustling. And it's not to sell you, contrary to what some people may respond with. It really is everything that I said in the previous message. It's just to get back in front of you, say hi, how are you? I'm always happy to have those at-bats and have those conversations and just talk shop. You know, I think I'd love to help all the time. I know there's probably some cases where it's not very helpful, but that's what we're always striving for, is to be of service to our, you know, our cross-industry colleagues, as I like to call it. Let's transition to number three, and that is get out of your box. Get out of your office, get out of your cubicle, get out of your open space office, wherever you work, get out of the office. Get out there, go meet people, shake hands, kiss babies, the whole nine. You know, we're based in Southern California and San Diego specifically. There are a ton of networking events. If you don't already know, you can go to meetup.com and look for business events. There are literally hundreds of events for very specific industries and broad industries. Six Degrees is a big group here in San Diego, and they've got other chapters as well that literally draw hundreds of guests for their big monthly networking events. Look up your local chamber of commerce, go to their monthly or bi-monthly networking events, go with a stack of business cards and don't try to pitch. You are going there to make connections. You're going there to introduce yourself. Even if you don't land any business cards or contacts or business opportunities, and I expect that you won't if you're just getting back out of your bubble, use this as a means to just get out there and just shake hands and work on how you talk about your business. It is amazing what it does when you actually have this conversation and you're just talking casually about what you do and, more importantly, why you do it and the things you love about what you do. And that should be some of the questions you ask people in person is, you know, well, what do you enjoy about your work? You know, what are some of your challenges? Not as a means to sell them a solution for those challenges, mind you, although that'd be nice, but really it's just a way to provide some support, talk shop. It's therapy in a way. And I think people enjoy that. It's cathartic, whatever it is. You know, it's one of those things where it's just a natural thing to talk shop and get those things off your chest and brainstorm and build a relationship. That's the end goal. And that's the end of this first episode. So I hope this was a little easy to follow, hopefully not too jumbled, and you get an idea of the format. We will have some other guests on in future episodes once we start releasing these things out. This one will be airing on August 1st, and you can expect to receive these things weekly. We may increase it depending on engagement, how things go, but please like, comment, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And we look forward to seeing you here back at the next one. Take care.